time, day, and everything. You just want to be outside. And I understand that.
And what a blessing. Where did I put my glasses?
Oh, that. Amen. Let's take your Bibles tonight. Turn anywhere. It's all good. Well, I got a couple things I got to let you know. Friday is Brother Roscoe's wedding. It's at 11 o'clock up at Solid Rock Baptist Church. Brother Roscoe and Elaine getting married. And that's at 11 o'clock. We're going to be leaving the house probably about 8:30. They get there. Middletown Baptist called and said they've got a revival coming up the 20th of April. And he said Brother Kenny Baldwin's going to be there Thursday and Friday. So at 7 o'clock nightly, so we're going to try to get to that as well. And take the kids to that, take teenagers. And I have to get Brother Michael Shane on that. And that's April the 20th. That's next week. And they call, let us know about it. Pray for our missionaries tonight. And, man, we've got some things. Brother McNamara had a guy, and one of the men that worked in his home had an accident today. And I don't...
The other day,
he said he was in critical condition, so y'all pray for...
No.
What?
He ended up dying.
He ended up dying.
Yeah. Is Brother McNamara at his church, it's the Pennington family. Brandon Pennington was in a car accident on his way home from church, passed away from the injuries. Brandon was one of the men who helped run the men's home. Pray for Brother McNamara and the church. And their
yeah, pray for that Brother Mac. I'm going to call him tonight. I'll call him after church tonight. And Brother Bob called. They're going to cut the other part of his foot off. And just pray for Brother Bob. And then we just, Brother Matthew's wife's had an episode and need to pray for the family tonight. All right. Yes. Brother Black, his wife called. I forgot about that. She called and said, the young man that pastors a church down there in Southern Maryland, his name is Bolster, and he took over for Tim Black's brother, and his son had a old-time sink, like a heavy cast-iron sink fall on his hand. He's like 10 years old. It crushed his hand so bad that they had to life flight him to Children's Hospital. A lot of things happening, man, a lot of things. Thinking about people going through stuff. And just need to pray. Need to pray for them. Because people are just having a hard time. Tonight I wanted to go through some things. Tonight I was going to go back to Revelation. But I wanted to go through some things because here we are. The Wednesday night before Easter. And a lot of people believe that Passover. And a lot of people, they mix Easter with Passover, and Easter is a Gentile thing, and it was a Roman thing, but we call it Easter Sunday, and Jesus Christ worshipped upon the first day of the week, or came up from the grave the first day of the week, and I was talking to a guy the other day. He says, "Well, I don't worship on Sunday. I worship on Saturday." And how many of y'all know tonight why we worship on Sunday? Why we have church on Sunday? How many of y'all know that? All right, if you don't know that, why you say, well, the Sabbath day, they say, well, we worship on Sabbath day. Sunday is not the Sabbath. The Friday night at 6 o'clock, according to Jewish calendar, Friday night at 6 o'clock, 6:01 is Saturday, where our day start at 12 o'clock. The night before, 12:01, it starts the new day. A Jewish day starts at 6:01. And we got Good Friday coming up, and people get off on Good Friday, and they try to say Jesus Christ rose, or he was crucified on Good Friday, and he rose by Sunday. There's no way possible. No way. And we've covered this many times here at the church, and there's no way Jesus Christ could have came up. And they said, well, a day, when Jesus said 3 days, 3 nights, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, so must the Son of Man be 3 days, in the belly of the whale, so must the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And there's no way you can get 3 days and 3 nights in between Friday and Sunday. No way possible. And so that was the tradition that the Catholic Church started. And now I'm not against Good Friday, having, you know, people, you know, getting off a day on Good Friday and all that. I'm not against that. But you got people that, like I said, this young man said, well, I don't worship on Sunday, I worship on Saturday. Now, there's a lot of scripture here, a lot of things you can go by. See, a lot of times when Jesus Christ was crucified, there's a lot of things changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Paradise was taken up from below and taken up to the third heaven. You had a indwelling the Holy Ghost of God that was permanent inside you. God made you his child, his seed, and you became a child of God, which you can never lose your salvation. There's a lot of things, like I said, changed after his resurrection and after he arose from the grave and after all these things, after he was crucified. And look at Matthew 28 and look at verse 1. I'm going to ask some of you guys to be able to give me something here too. I'm going to ask you guys so y'all be prepared. Just thinking about this 3 days. And because they try to say there's error in the scripture because of the 3 days. There's got to be an error in there. But it's not. Matthew 28, and look at verse 1. It says, in the end of the Sabbath. Now, when is the Sabbath? Saturday. When would be the end of the Sabbath? Saturday night at 6:01. That's the end of the Sabbath. So Jesus Christ rose from the grave Saturday night at 6, right after 6 o'clock. He was probably crucified more like on Wednesday. Some men believe Thursday. That pushes it a little off. I believe it was on Wednesday. So when he was taken to Pilate's hall and taken there, and then, you know, they tried him, and that was started Tuesday night in the garden. Wednesday goes to Pilate, and then all of a sudden they whoop him, they cat of nine tails, they whip him and everything. And then by Wednesday evening, he was hanging on a cross by Wednesday. Or actually, I'm sorry, I got it mixed up. Wednesday evening, he's hanging on a cross, he's dead. And so then you got Wednesday night, you're at 6:01, that's Thursday. You got Thursday, and then the Friday 6:01 is 1 day. And then Saturday 6:01, y'all are, and wait a minute, I got it mixed up again. I should have drew it on the board. Wednesday night, that was Thursday, and then Friday, and then Saturday. And then Sunday morning, he was already up from the grave. So it says, in the end of the Sabbath, it came dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it, and his countenance so on. And it tells you about that, in the end of the Sabbath, and it began to dawn to the first day of the week. Now, Jesus Christ is already up, because look in Matthew chapter 27. Look at chapter 27. And after he was crucified, and the Bible says in verse 50, Matthew 27:50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. Many bodies of the saints were slept arose and came out of the graves, plural, after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. And when the centurion, when they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, and among which was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James. So then upon the first day of the week, go to Mark, go over to Mark, and look what Mark says. All four Gospels give an account of the resurrection upon the first day of the week. Now, Mark chapter 16, and when the Sabbath was passed, so the Sabbath is passed, and it's Saturday night at 6:01. So it says, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, first day of the week, they came on the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. So they're there about 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. So between Saturday night, 6:01, and Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, when they came, the stone was already moved. Jesus Christ was already out. So the Bible says in verse chapter 27 of Matthew, it says the graves were open. Many bodies of saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared on the many. So for 12 hours or less, Jesus Christ still on this planet after his resurrection. And he allowed the Old Testament saints, whoever they were, that came up, and they went into the city preaching. See what it says? That says verse 53, came out of the graves after his resurrection, went into the holy city and appeared on the many. They went and appeared on their loved ones. Told, I imagine Lazarus was maybe one of them. Came out of the grave, came up, and look in Luke. Look what Luke says. This is a wild book, man. This is crazy. Well, I think it's cool. I think it's cool. The Lord is something. He is something. Luke chapter 24. And then the Bible tells you in 1 Corinthians, he was seen above 500 witnesses at once. 500 witnesses. He was on this planet for 40 days after his resurrection. He was on this planet. But he doesn't go up to the third heaven till after Mary gets to see him. And the Bible says in Luke 24, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, certain others with them, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about, behold, two men stood by them in shining garment. You'll find, as you read the accounts, you'll find Mark or Matthew said there was one, and then Luke says it was two. You say, how many was it? It was two. But he only records the one. Matthew does. It was two in there. And it says, and it came to pass as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, bowed down their neat faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? That's what the angel said to them that came out to the grave. And he is not here, but risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned and so on. So they go back and they tell Simon Peter. They tell him and all the rest of them. They came out to the sepulcher to see what was going on. Now go to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. And this is just comparing scripture with scripture. Actually, it's John chapter 20, I think it is. Yeah, John chapter 20. John chapter 20. And John chapter 20, it says, and the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark. So you know it was 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she run and cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciples, whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. And then Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went he also unto the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. And for as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. And then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels in white sitting, and one at the head and the other at the feet, and while where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not it was Jesus. And it says, And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seek thou? She supposing him to be a gardener, saith unto him, Sir, now Jesus disguised himself. She supposed him to be a gardener, and saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned in herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now Mary Magdalene came and told disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. It says he came there evening. They were assembled together. That's why we have evening service, because he came the first time met together in the evening. But the reason why we worship on Sunday morning is a new era. The Sabbath was for the Jew. The first of the week is for the church. And so you got a church age that takes place under the new era. You got 2,000 years church age with Jews and Gentiles in the church of God. So you've got all this stuff going on, and man, just turmoil going on in the area, and they're just confused. And the Bible tells us, and look with me, where is it? In the book of Acts, I believe it is. No, go to John chapter 21, I think it is. No, that's not it. I'm looking for where he, on the road to Emmaus, he's Luke 24. Luke 24, there it is. So Luke 24, he disguises himself, and then he's on the road. Look what it says in Luke 24, verse 20. Back up further. Wait a minute. Got back up further there. Verse 13. It says, And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known that the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? The Lord disguised himself again. He said, What are y'all talking about? He's walking along. They didn't know who he was. He disguised himself. I think the Lord gets a kick out of that. I think he gets a big kick out of that. And the Bible says, What things? Verse 19. And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deeds and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted, here it comes, a verse down here. And we trusted it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. You need to keep that in the back of your mind. Today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company was made astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, slow of heart to believe. Jesus called them a fools. Amen. You know, he says, you know, they always say you shouldn't call nobody a fool, which Jesus called his own disciples fools. He said unto them, O fools, slow of heart to believe. I think the Lord gets kind of aggravated when we don't believe him.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. O fools, slow of the heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning, look what it says, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded on them in all the scriptures things concerning himself. That's a lot of scripture, bro. He expounded unto them. If he started at Genesis, he went to Genesis 3:15 about bruising Satan's head. I mean, he went through all that. He went through Exodus about the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was going to sacrifice. He expounded unto them. And it says, and they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would not have gone further. As they're going along, Jesus walking, they said, well, we're going to go into the house here, or down to the village here. You want to come? He said, no, I've got to. And they said, come on, look what happens. And they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took the bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. And their eyes were what? Open. You know, that old saying is, your eyes get open when you get into bread.
Amen.
When you get into the bread, your eyes get open about things. And he vanished out of their sight. I can hear him laughing. I could hear the Lord going, playing hide and go seek with him. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us? You know, here's another thing. Disciples, I mean, the Jews weren't supposed to walk more than an eighth to a quarter of a mile. And they get up. They've already walked a bit. They get up in the middle of that night, and they take off and go back to Jerusalem. Under the law, they should have been stoned. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way? While he opened to us the scriptures, and they arose the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in the breaking of the bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Now from the time that Mary sees him, he tells Mary, I think it's in Matthew, he tells Mary, he said, go tell my brother, I'll meet him in Galilee. I'll be there tonight. I'll be there. So he goes within that time period, goes to the third heaven for on our behalf as a high priest. He goes in on our behalf, and he tells Mary, don't touch me. Why? Because he wasn't supposed to be defiled. A high priest could not go into the Holy of Holies defiled anyway. So he goes in, but he comes back, and they hold him. He's walking with them. He's eating bread with them. He's doing all that. And then the Bible says, and he said unto them, verse 38, why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet. That is I myself. Handle me. He tells them, come on. Look. Handle me. And see. For our spirit have not flesh and, no, there's another thing, flesh and bones, as you see me have. He has no blood in him. If he has blood, it's pure water of life. His blood's already been covered the universe. His love, his blood just covered everything. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Man, I'll tell you what, thank God for the precious blood. I love singing about the blood. You know, churches don't even want to sing about the blood anymore. They don't want to talk about the blood. And, you know, the Bible says that he purchased us with his, what? Own blood. Matthew, that's in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take your Bible, look right there. Acts 20, 28. There's so much here. We ain't going to have time to cover all this. There's so much to it. Talking about a high Sabbath day and all that stuff and covering, you know. Matthew 20, 28. It says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseer. Talking to a pastor, church. A pastor is responsible. Amen. He's got the most responsibility. It's not just the business part of it. It's the responsibility of the flock. Amen. Amen. And he's also responsible over the you got trustees, you got deacons, you got men to help and to be able to be a help to the church and to be, keep things in order. But a pastor is responsible overall. Amen. I'm going to have to give more of account for 30 years being here than any of y'all. Other than other pastors. I got to give them account. And sometimes, you know, you think, man, what a responsibility. It is. It is a responsibility. Yeah. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseer, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his what? Own blood. All the new Bibles taking the blood out. All the songs taking the blood out. Why? Why is that? The blood is what washed away our sins. Amen. Now, go back to Luke 24. Luke 24. And the thing where some people argued over is, hold that place right there. Go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12. I believe it is. I got to look in my book here. In Matthew 12, 40. Matthew 12, 40. I want you to notice what he says here. Now, God can change and cut things tight. When it comes to days and hours and all that, he can cut it tight. And he can change, he can, the Bible talks about the tribulation, except those days be shortened, no flesh could be saved. But tribulation is 7 years, but he's going to cut it short. And he's going to cut things short because he said no flesh would be saved. Talking about the Jews. And then verse, back up Matthew 12, 38, he says, then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. He answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days, 3 nights, now that's 3 full days, 12-hour days. Now, like I said, the Lord could cut things short if he wanted to. 3 nights, 3 12-hour nights, 24-hour day. Like I've read where the Catholic Church is trying to say, well, the 3 days and 3 nights, what it means is 12-hour segments. And so from Friday to Sunday, he rose on the first day of the week, it's only got 12-hour segments. So you got 36 hours. That's not what he said. That's not what the Lord said. Now, in Luke, he said, this is the third day. This is the third day. So it could be a part of that third day. You say it's Sunday. It was Sunday afternoon when that happened. But he was already up. He was already resurrected. Now, they could have misspoke and said, this is the third day. That was a reference. And Jesus said, as Jonas was 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the belly of the whale, or the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth. So it's 3 whole days, 3 whole nights. So like I said, from Wednesday to Saturday, Sunday morning, which is Saturday night at 6:01, is 3 days, 3 nights. If you went to Thursday and you had the crucifixion on Thursday, it'd be hard to get 3 days. It'd be almost like Sunday afternoon or somewhere in there. So I believe it was on Wednesday when it happened. I believe when they crucified him, it was on Wednesday. So the sun became dark at 12 to 3. And then by the time they came around in the evening, he was already gone. He gave up the ghost. He was gone. So you got 3 days in there and 3 nights. So take your Bibles, look with me to see. The Bible goes through three days. Go with me to, it's not a coincidence either. Go with me to, let's look at 26:61. Matthew 26:61. All this can be reconciled. And it's just these disciples said today is the third day. Matthew 26:61. A fellow says this. Back, this is Jesus before Caiaphas, and they have verse 57. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and elders were assembled. And Peter followed him afar off onto the high priest's palace, went in, sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witnesses against Jesus and put him to death, but found none. Yea, many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses, said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto them, answer thou nothing? What is it that these witnesses against thee? And Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God. Now, when he said that, when the high priest said, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God, that's when Jesus spoke. Jesus, he said, I adjure thee. Jesus saith unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now we have heard this his blasphemy. What think ye? And they answered and said, he is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face, buffet him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy on us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? I can see that picture, him sitting there after he's been beat and punched, and they spit on him, and they continue punching him. When that high priest said, I adjure thee, he had to speak. Now, go with me to chapter 27. Chapter 27. And where is it? 2740. I think we've already cut. No, we didn't cover that. Matthew 2740. And saying, thou shalt destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. Save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. That's what they were saying to him as he was hanging on the cross. Thou that destroyest the temple and build it in 3 days. The temple he's talking about was his body. That's what he's talking about. So you have this 3 days found coming up. The Bible says Jesus Christ, his parents lost him for 3 days. They said when he was 12 years old, you find in Luke chapter 11, talking about three loaves. Luke chapter 12, first take your Bible, look in Luke chapter 12, look at verse 52. 3 days is very important to God. I told with Jesse and I was talking the other day, I said, you know, if I believe the Lord's going to come back. It's going to be on a feast day, and I believe it's real close, and I really believe it's real soon, but I don't know when. But look in Luke chapter 12. You'll find three all the way through your Bible. Three, 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 or two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. Look in Luke chapter 12, verse 52. Luke 12, 52. From henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. Look at verse 49. I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled? I have a baptism to be baptized with, and now am I straight till it be accomplished. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you nay, but rather division. And you know that be true in your own family. Once you get saved, you will try to live for God, you have division. He says, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son. I know this is a tribulation type thing. The son against the father, and the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother. But I've seen this in my household, where once you got saved, you got a division. And the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, when ye see the clouds rise up out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And so on. But there's three. So to reconcile that thing where he says about the 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, go to Matthew or go to Mark chapter 8. Look at Mark 8. This is not going to reconcile it, but it's just to look at this verse here. Mark 8, 22. Mark 8, 2. In those days, the multitude being very great, having nothing to eat, And Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, I have a compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days. That's just another thing on 3 days and have nothing to eat. So every time you see three coming up, go to, what else I got here? John, yeah, the Jews, Jews require, go to Matthew 12. And no, we've already done that. Oh, man. Let me go here. John, I can't read my own writing here. Anyway, let's go to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. John chapter 20, I mean. But what I wanted to point out to you is that, and he said 3 days, three nights in the heart of the earth, and it's 3 days, three nights. Even though those disciples said today's the third day, there's more scripture on Jesus said, after 3 days, I will rise again. I'm looking for a verse where it says, after 3 days. I'm looking for that verse. After 3 days. I had it written down. Maybe it's John 20:24. Oh, man. Anybody find that? After 3 days. Matthew 27. Like I said, Matthew gives you account, his account. Luke gives you his account. Mark gives you his account. And John gives you his account. I think we just read that one. Matthew 27, 63. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Here's the words of the Lord. There it is. Now, on the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember, this is not the Lord talking, but they're saying, They said, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, and lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first." So you say, well, how can you reconcile all this? Well, you say, he said 3 days and three nights, as Jonah was 3 days, three nights in the belly of the whale, so must the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He arose 6:01, and that starts the first day of the week, but they can still consider, okay, this is the third day, third day. And especially if he went into the tomb on Wednesday night. And they could have said, okay, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and reconciled it, saying it was the third day.
So Wednesday night to Thursday night's one day. Thursday night to Friday night's one day. Friday night to Saturday night's 3 days. So yep. 1 second later, he's up. So
yeah, he's up. I wish I would have brought the board up here. I could have drew it out. And I hope that didn't confuse you. But you got to remember, our days are 12 o'clock, 12:01. Their Jewish day is 6:01 for the next day. So, yeah, Genesis 1:13. Let's go to Genesis.
Did you read Mark 8:31?
Did I read Mark 8:31? Let me look. Mark 8:31. I don't think I've read this one. And began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, Mark 8:31. Suffer many things, be rejected of the elders, of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days. That was the one I was looking for. That was the one. Jesus talking here. He said, and after 3 days, rise again. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. And when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan. That was the one I was looking for. And the other point was where they said he said that, and then this is where he said it himself, after 3 days, I'll rise again. So there it is right there. That's the one I was looking for, and I overlooked it. But go to Genesis chapter 1, and what verse was that, brother?
Well, I like 13, but it's in there.
1:13, Genesis 1:13. Evening and the morning was the first day.
They went evening and morning.
Yeah,
Yeah. They had four watches at night, and then they had 12 different religious services throughout the day that broke it up.
All right. Let's go back to verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Like I said, our days start at 12:01. Theirs starts the beginning of the evening and goes to the next day. So that's in Genesis. But there's a lot more you can do study on, but we ain't got time to do that tonight. But I just wanted to kind of get your whet your appetite on it. But if you run into some people that say, well, you need to worship on Saturday, like the Seventh-day Adventists, you can show them that Jesus Christ rose on the first day of the week. They said, well, they'll say this, you still got to keep the Ten Commandments. No, we don't. If you're saved, I mean, the Ten Commandments is a law, and it was a law for the Jews to keep. Now, we have our laws. They're based off the Ten Commandments, and there's nothing wrong with the Ten Commandments, but so thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. That's great. Thou shalt not make on thee any graven images. That's good. You shouldn't. That's wrong. But the Seventh-day Adventists and a few others, they teach, I think the Mormons, they teach that, you know, you've got to keep the Sabbath. And look in Exodus chapter 34, I believe it is. Exodus 34. No, that was on the... Exodus 31. You need to mark this in your Bible. Exodus 31, verse 17. Whenever you see a sign in the Bible, Jesus said, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, but there shall no sign be given but the sign of the prophet Jonas. As he was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so must the Son of Man be 3 days. He said, this is going to be the sign. Jews require a sign. Greeks seek after wisdom. That's 1 Corinthians 1:22. Now he says this, Exodus chapter 31, verse 17. You need to mark this in your Bible. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Now, back up to verse 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to what? Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. And look at verse 14. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among the people. That means that guy could lose his salvation. Look at verse 13. Speak thou unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep. That's why we're talking about this tribulation period here. That's why this whole seven-year deal is going on. It's going to come. It's in the future, coming up, because they would not keep the Sabbaths. They wouldn't let the land rest. And God brought judgment on them. Verily, my Sabbath, ye shall keep it for a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord, Lord that doeth sanctify you. So the children of Israel had to keep the Sabbath. The children of Israel still observed the Sabbath. The Sabbath is Friday night, 6 o'clock, to Saturday night, 6 o'clock. And I wanted to get into also about the high Sabbath and how come Jesus Christ said they didn't want to leave his body on the Sabbath day, but it was a high Sabbath. So the Passover happened on Wednesday. So it was a high Sabbath. That's what's called a high Sabbath. And that thing happened. That's in John 19. If you could take your Bible and turn to John chapter 19. And look what it says about a high Sabbath. So that's what it was. That Passover was called the High Sabbath. Look at John chapter 19 and look at verse 31. Yeah. Here, the Bible says this, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day was a what? High day. Besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. And one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out water, our blood and water. And he that saw it bared record, and his record is true. He knoweth that he saith it's true, that he might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. They were out of joint, but they weren't broken. According to the prophecies of the Bible, they were out of joint, but they weren't broken. Again, another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And the soldier took that javelin, threw it into a spear into his side. All right, there's so much more to cover on this stuff. But so when they tell you that you have to worship on Saturday and all that stuff, I tell people, I say, I worship every day. Amen. Colossians 2:16, read that to us.
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holiday or new moon or the Sabbath days,
yeah,
which are a shadow of things to come, but the body of Christ.
Yeah. So the Jews, the Sabbath day is going to be reinstituted. It'll be reinstituted. It'll be in tribulation and probably in the millennium. All right, let's take a prayer request tonight. Today is the 12th. 17.